It's come to this. This is what this war has come to. It has taken the lives of an estimated 37,000 Iraqis, almost 1,000 U.S. soldiers, and now the dead are being desecrated, their graves opened, their memories disrupted. This is the face of the war. And it isn't happening in the past, and it's not an abstract debate about weapons of mass destruction. It happened Wednesday. It happened yesterday. It happened today. It will happen tomorrow. Now, if we are an anti-war movement, we need to fight this war with even more ferocious clarity and determination than we fought the first one. We need to side clearly with the people who are fighting the occupation in Iraq. That doesn't mean saying that we agree with Muqtada al-Sadr's political program. I certainly don't. But there is no question that when he calls for elections, for an end to occupation, for a complete withdrawal of U.S. troops from Najaf, and in fact from the entire country, that we have to bring those demands from Najaf to New York City. That is our job. Now, I've heard it said that we should express our solidarity with the people of Iraq by venting our anger here next week. But I believe that we owe the Iraqi people more than our anger. We owe them more than a temper tantrum. We owe them results. We owe them liberation from occupation, from our governments and corporations. We owe them more than that. We owe them massive reparations for two wars and 13 years of sanctions. We owe them something else. We owe them our courage. In Iraq, this past week, as U.S. forces closed in on the shrine, Iraqis displayed incredible courage. Thousands of unarmed civilians flocked to Najaf to act as human shields, to put themselves, their bodies, between the shrine and the tanks. Oil workers in Basra refused to pump oil in protest against the siege. Al Jazeera, despite being banned, is still risking the lives of its reporters to report from Najaf. Members of the U.S.-created Iraqi security force have handed their weapons over to the Mahdi army, not all of them, but some of them, saying that they would not participate in the desecration of the holy site. These are acts of unimaginable courage in a country as treacherous as Iraq. The stakes are absolute. So the least that we could do here is brave a probably fabricated orange alert and go to Central Park with or without a permit. That is not too much.